Paris, still you have a right to use it. The Rashi says, like this dried out wood now, is Eitzim Shaboy V'yitla Mamal, but the Malvus doesn't have a right to take it. Rovam Rabbi says, no, Karn Heavy, that these dried out branches now is called like the roof of the Karen. And that the Malvus can't take it, you can only use the Paris of it. Therefore, the din should be, V'yukach Boy Karka, they should buy Karka with it, and therefore, V'yukach Paris, and the Balabos, the Malvus will be able to eat the Paris from it. Meisvei have a Kasha. Says Aloha, Yovesh Ilon, if the tree dried up, or Nixeis, or else it was cut down, Shnei Masurim Boy, both of them are also to use it. In other words, by a Mashkin, if you gave your field for Mashkin, and the tree was cut down, so both the Malvin and Levi cannot use it. Kate said, Yasa, what should they do rather? Yim Choli Eitzim, they have to sell the wood, the Yukach Bem Karka, and then they should buy new property with the wood, with the money. Vuwaicho Peris. And from this, the Malva would eat the Paris, and the Leiva keeps the goof. So my love, aren't we talking about over here, Yovesh, when it dried up, Dumi the Nixa, just like was cut off. Ma Nixas Bismanoi, just like was cut off means, Bismanoi, that it's the right age, and still we see it's called Kera now, not Paris. After Yovesh, the same thing when the tree dried up, Bismanoi so much dried up at the right time. Uktorin, still we learned here, Yukach Bem Karkov, Uecha Paris, Al Makarna Hevi. We see if so these dried up wood is considered like Karen. It's not called the parrot, you can't use them. You have to sell them. So where it says light, that's not the Pshar Rabbi. I'll tell you, Niktzas Dumi the Yavish. When you cut it off, that's just like the Yavish, dried up. Ma Yavish Blazmana, just like dried up means before it's right time. I'll tell you, maybe, Niktzas Blazmana, the same thing when it's cut down here, it also means cut down before it's man. Tanama says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Let's say an Isha that's married. Now her father dies, so she gets the Yerusha. So the locker is what goes to the wife now. The husband has a right to use the Paris. But what fell to her now was old vines. Old vines and old olive trees. So the locker is, what should the husband do now? Yimcheru liyetzim, you have to sell the wood. The yukach ben karka, instead they buy back karka. And now, like normal, the Baal has the right to use the paris of it, and she keeps the karen. Why is the paris? So, here you see also, even though it's bezmanoi, even though it's normal for it to become old now, so it's still called a karen. So Morris says, no, Amy rather learn here v'hiskinu. V'hiskinu means, like where it says, kof tzaleim zikna blezman. It happened, not normal, that it became dried up. That's called only the karen. But in a case where it's normal usage, that's the way the vine is, maybe then that would be called paris. The boy said another tales could be maybe lav miyakim nalhu. Then we put on this case. They're going shenof the law besoda cheres that this vines fell to her in somebody else's fields. The kokal yakarna. The elamashu there's nothing left over at all. In other words, all the isha received in the Yerusha was only these trees. So therefore, if the baal is going to use these dried up trees, there'll be mamish nothing left over at all for the isha. Our shala before was when there's karka and the dried out leaves. So therefore, maybe the karka is still called the karen. But over here, where the only thing that fell to the isha was only these dried out vines, there's no karka, then pshit it's called karen. Therefore, for sure here, we have to sell it to make sure at least something will be left out. And then one says, who started the star? That the cost of the day was written like this. Shinin Stama. It was written there just years. So Rashi says it's a shtar mashkanta de surya, that the shtar said like this, the mishlim shon ilum, at the end of this amount of years, and it didn't say how many. So lochra is, if I give you a mashkin, that I'll let you use my field. And every year you keep the produce, it's worth money. So I made up with you, you could use the field for the next 5 years, and after that you give it back to me, and I paid off my chayv. That's the type of a mashkin I gave you. I'm letting you use my field now for 5 years, and at the end of the 5 years, I get back my field. So it was written in the shtar just shenin, years, not how many. So what's the halacha? Ha'u shtara devikosta be shenin stama. So malva, or the malva says, shalish. I gave it to you, I have it for 3 years. Lava, on the shtar, lava says, no, I only meant to say keep it for 2 years. Who do we believe? So, kodim malva v'yachlinu l'peri, what's going to be if the malva just stood there the 3rd year, and he ate the peris? Minemon, who's believed in such a case? Do we believe the Malva that he has the right to keep the Paris? Or do we believe the Leiva that you only had the right to use it for 2 years, not for 3 years? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Karka, Becheskas Baileh Kayemes. Rabbi Yehuda says, as far as Karka is, Becheskas Baileh. Who's the Baileh here? The Leiva.
Therefore, the loiv is believed to say, I only gave it to you for 2 years, that's all. But afagab the loiv tovei, al the akar achilus peres, even though loiv is only asking after the malveid up, anan bos the karkas linun, we're going after this karkas though. And we have a suffix, how many years did he give it away? We say the karkas, the cheskas by leo, and therefore if the loiv said, I only gave it to you for 2 years, we believe the loiv. And the malveid ate the peres like it in, the malveid will have to pay back to the loiv the money of the peres, for that he ate the third year. That's Rav Huna's svara. Rav Kana Amano, Peris, Becheskas Eichlen Kaimei. Listen, the Malva already ate the Peris of this third year.
What?
Now it's a Shiloh, does he have to pay it back or not? So Adarabba, since the Malva ate it already, the money is in his hand, he has a right to keep it. Rashi says, Becheskas Eichlei Mindais. Kivon Dekod V'yachlinu, since he went first and he ate it. V'yosel Afuki Minei, now they want to take it out from him. So nice to write the Lav Shalashevei. The loiv has to bring a proof that it was not for 3 years. Otherwise, we believe the Malva. The Boster Achilas Peres of Linen. We go after the one that's Muchzik is the Peres. If the Malva already ate the Peres in the third year, he keeps it. The Mora says, the Hilkos of Kavos is Rav Kana. The Loch is like Rav Kana, that we go after the Achilas Peres, the Malva has the right to keep it. The Yorma Peres Becheskas Achilayen Kaimi. For the Gemara, that's true like Rav Kana. But Kaim alone, the Hilchos HaKavos of Rav Nachman. We know he paskin like Rav Nachman. And the Yama that he says, Karka of the Cheskas by Leo, I meant this. That Karka, usually if you have a Sofak, who owns the Karka, we leave it the Cheskas by Leo, the one that owned it before. So here we should paskin like Rav Yehuda, that the labor wins out. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, when did Rav Nachman say that? Hosam milsod layavida lagluyhi. There is something that we'll never find out the truth. Then we say we leave it Becheskas by Leho Enedis. The Rashi that we had before, Kabi Seicha Merchas, Mishnei Matzuzuv Lashono. If you bar rent something at $12 for the year, and then you said like a dollar for a Chodesh, and then that year was Nibiyor, there was an extra month, so we don't know who has the right to use the 13th month. So in such a case, we'll never prove it. There, Rav Nachman says, Karka Becheskas by Leho Enedis, it belongs to the original owner. He has the right to charge you another dollar for the 13th month. But Hocher will be a Vitus Mashkin, Milsa David Lagluyhi. Eventually we'll find out over here. Trashi. But Saif Shayava Eidi Shtav Yidu. Like eventually there'll be Eidim about this star. The person has the star that he has the Mashkin here. They were Eidim. Eidim know how long he had this Mashkin for. So even though we do not know right now, but eventually Eidim will come. Therefore, the Atruchai Bejine Trezin the Lemachachinan. Malva. Therefore, we don't bother them twice. Therefore, right now, we say, listen, you loiva, you don't have any proof. You cannot take the money away from the malva. How does the malva right to keep it? Because they say, listen, he's muchbik, he's holding on to it now anyway. What's going to be later, we'll paskin later. Like, most probably later, Adam will come. So instead of, like, doing two things, taking it out now and giving it back later, we just wait right now until later. But even though, really, when we have a suspect that will remain loilam, then we talk about like Rav Nachman that the svara karka of the cheskas by Leo Medes. Now they must say, what's going to be? Malva Rai Mechemish. The Malva says that I have a right to use it for 5. Loiva Rai Mecholish. The Loiva says, no, I only let you use it for 3. Rashi says there's a mil sachrit, there's another case. Malva Veloiva Shaboladin. Malva Rai Mechemish Shonim Mushkenet Li. You gave me this field for Maskin for 5 years. And they don't have the star in front of them. And the Loiva says, no, I only gave it to you for 3 years. And the case is that the Malva already sat in this field already for 3 years. So what do? Do we throw the Malva out now or not? Omale, so he said like this. Aisel Ishtarcha, bring me Ishtar. Like the Loiva says to the Malva, bring me the Ishtar that you have a right to stay here longer. Omale, the Malva says, Shtori Ichasli, I lost the Ishtar already. I don't have it anymore. But I say in the star it said I could keep it for 5 years. So what's the loch on? Omar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Malva Neman. We believe the Malva, he has a right to stay here another 2 years. Why? Mi godi bo yama. Lekuchi biyadi. Since he could have said, I bought it off you, because he lived here already 3 years. He has a cheska karka. So he could have said, I bought it off you. Now that he said, I did not buy it, I only have a Bateras Hamashkin, but I have it another 2 years, that's the reason to believe him. Oh, Malay Rav Papal Rav Ashi, Rav Zid, Rav Aviro, Leithir Elhu. They do not hold Rav Yehuda. They do not hold, that's what Rav Yehuda said. My time, what's the reason? Haishtar the shtar, kivan the legvayna koi. Since the shtar is aimed to collect with it, this is like the shtar of the milva, like you have to hold on to the shtar, or the shtar adravim, this shtar the malva has to hold on to give him the right to use this property. So he's collecting with the shtar. And so, konizar zoribe. So then the svara usually is the malva does not lose such a shtar. For sure the malva watched out. And therefore, michva shudikash l'shtari. That's what he says now, I lost it. We have to be afraid, maybe he's lying. Maybe all he's doing is he's just hiding that shtar. So it says like this. Oichlo tartin shonin, yeserto. Let me like hide the shtar now, so Enrique, because really maybe the shtar says only 3 years. That's why he wants to hide the shtar now and say, I have a right to it for 5 years. So since we have a reyes upon the malva, there's no real migo here.
All right, turn over.
Let me like hide the shtar now, so Enrique, because really maybe the shtar says only 3 years. That's why he wants to hide the shtar now and say, I have a right to it for 5 years. So since we have a reyes upon the malva, there's no real migo here. Therefore, we do not believe the malva, but rather we believe the leiva. Oh, Malay Rabbin Ravashi, Elamayatif so. Hai mashkanta de Surya. We have a mashkin, the way they give it out in the town of Surya. The Iksivi Hoch, it is the way it's written in this mash, in Surya. Like when you borrow money, and then the leiva gives back to the malva mashkin. He says like this, that you could use my field now, but the Mishlon, Sholon Elon, at the end of how many years they made up, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, at the end of this amount of year, Tepek Arya Dobla Kesef. Then you give me back this property, and then I don't owe you any money. In other words, I'm lending you $1,000 now. And he gave you back a mashkin that you have the right to use it for the next 5 years, and after you use it for 5 years, then you give back the field, and that's it. He doesn't owe you any money. But you eat up the crop these 5 years, that's worth the money. Now, that's the type of mashkin they made in Surya. And so, Heicha de Kavsha L'shtaro, Mashkanta, in a case where he hid the shtar, the Yomar, and the person said, Dav L'kuchi V'yodi, listen, I bought it off him. Like, he ate there now for 3 years already. So, he has the right now to say, listen, I bought the field off you. I eat the shtar of Sonny Mashkin, he'll hide that shtar. So, Hachinam, in such a case in him, and you want to say, we believe him, is that true? That this thing is mashkin is Surya. The Rabbanim have such a tikkun like that. So how could they make a tikkun like this, a mashkin is Surya, where the malva has a right to lie and say, I bought the field of you, and the proof is I ate it the last 3 years, and I lost my shtar. Omalei said back to him, no. Hosam over there, tikkina le Rabbanim de Moriyaria. The Rabbanim made a tikkun for the owner of the field also. That Yoyev Tafka Vikari. Karya, Arya, that the corner is that the owner still has to pay the taxes. He still has to help dig there. Therefore, people won't think that the malva owns the field, since the halacha is that the real owner still has to pay the taxes. Now the Kaya Rashi says, Mesakana Charit, Sviva Takvulim. They made it that the original leiva, their owner of the field, he's the one that has to fix up the field once in a while. So because the people will know it's really his field and not the malva that's eating there. Therefore, the malva can never say he bought the field. For the gemara, what's going to be Arya the left like Arya? What's going to be a field that has no taxes? Or else, Arya the left like Arya v'loyoy of Taska. There's no taxes, they don't have to dig around the field. My, what's going to be then? How do we ask to stop the malva from saying he bought it? Omale, if so, he bought the lemchuyay. And in such a case, the loyva, the one that gave up the mashkin, he should have been moicha. Like, enjoying those first 3 years, he should have made a machon in front of two eidim. He should know, the field now still belongs to me. I'm only letting him eat it, but I have to use it, but I have to mashkin. What's going to be the lo yimcha mai? What's going to be if he didn't make this machon? So Gemara says, if so, Yehudi after an ashay, then it's his loss. We can't help that. You lost yourself. Like, you should have made a machon. Now the Gemara says, or resay malamachta. Yerati. The Norris, the sharecrop that's working on the field now says, listen, I went down on the conditions that I get here for the profit. What about says, no, nothing doing. I only let you come down on condition, you only take a third. Me, Neman, who do we believe now? If you do, I'm a Balabas Neman. He's the Muchsik, he's the owner. We believe the Balabas, the sharecrop only gets a third. Because Nachman Omano, Hakol Kiminig Medina. It's not a Shiloh. Look upon what the Minig of the Medina is. So, Bamino, let's look at it. What the status of no Machlaikis? Ho Vyas the Shaklarisa Palga. Ho Vyas the Shaklarisa Tulsa. In Achnami, depends what the Minig Hamakim is. Because the minute he gives the oral takes half, he gets half, and he gets a third, he gets a third. Oh, Mulu Rav Mori, brought the Bas Shmuel. No, Hochi Yom Rabbi, this is what Rabbi said. Afilu biyas for the Shokal Arista Palga. Even in a city, a place where the Oros now has a right to take usually half. Still Polag Rav Yehuda. Still Rav Yehuda argues and says no, that the Balabas is Neman. Still Polag Pligi Rav Yehuda, Pligi, that Rav Yehuda Rama Balabas Neman. Why the Ibra Yoma Schiri Lakitihu? Because the Balabas has a Migui, has a right to say, I never put you down there to be a sharecropper. You don't have a right to take a portion altogether. You're only a regular worker. That you're my Schiri Lakitihu. I hired you for the day. So since the Balabas has a Migui to say, I only hired you for the day, now that the Balabas admits that you're a sharecropper, and so we go bust the Balabas. When he said you only get a third, we believe the Balabas and not the sharecropper. What's going to be Yisrael Mamru on the Hishbachnu?